for 13 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Protecting you, informing you, and educating you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
All righty, good morning, Arizona. Thank you for tuning in. It's time to fill up that second cup of coffee or a big glass of iced tea. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable. Let's talk about your favorite topic here at Rosie on the House. That's you and your home. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348 and let us help you answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you've got a project you're trying to start, a project you're stuck in the middle of, or a project you're trying to finish, give us a ring and let us see if we can't put our 50 years of building and remodeling homes in Arizona to work for you. We'll share trade secrets. We'll give you the names of tools that we use to get the job done and products that we have found you can rely and trust to be a great value to use in whatever it is you're trying to get done. So feel free. We've got lines open now. I'm here in studio with my son, Romy. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the call screener booth. She'll take your call, get your name, and we'll get you on air asking the and answering the question as quick as we can. 1-888-767-4348. Of course, Gary D., our program engineer, will make sure we line up perfectly with whatever satellite is currently revolving above your head, above your house, to give you the signal you're counting on. Special guest in studio this morning. We love having the director of the Registrar of Contractors in studio on a periodic basis so he can kind of update us on the state of the trades in Arizona, Mr. Jeff Fleetham. Jeff, thanks a million for taking time out of your Saturday and joining us.
Good morning. Good morning, Rosie and Romy and Jennifer. Thanks for asking me. I love coming in here and talking. So,
well, do you have like a special badge, first Registrar of Contractor ever to navigate a statewide pandemic? There should be like a purple heart award you get or something.
I don't know. It's
a global pandemic, not statewide. Well, it was global.
You know, we were open the whole time. We never stopped. I've got a great team, and we had what we call a continuous operations plan that we had prepare for any sort of problem, and we're able to implement it almost. We got a notice on Wednesday that we're going to do this. Thursday we started pulling the trigger on that whole thing, and then Monday everybody was a lot of people were remote to taking care of everything, issuing the same amount of licenses, handling complaints, the whole thing. So it was. I guess it was hard. I don't know. It's just what we do, you know.
Yeah.
And I have my team is just amazing. So I'm just kind of like a hood ornament. They're driving the bus. So,
well, I talk a lot about what the pandemic has done to the trades, and I can speak to that specifically about, you know, the Phoenix metro area, right, and a little bit of secondary information about northern Arizona and Tucson and whatnot. Well, what impact are you seeing?
Well, there's a few things. You know, there was we were in a situation where Arizona's growing like crazy anyway, right?
Rocking and rolling.
And when it starts to grow, then there's a labor shortage. You know, Arizona's always had. I mean, you and I've been around here.
Amen.
I've been for a long time. I've been around a little longer than you, but
not much.
So it's always up and down with labor here. You know, either we have too much or we don't have enough, and so then you compound that with this. With this COVID thing, and then you have workforce that's out sick, or you have manufacturing that's out sick, and so it just compounds everything. You've got municipalities that don't have the staff to get out permits. The reality is we don't have enough connexes to move the pulp to the cardboard manufacturing place that can make the box to put the light fixture in to ship it to the supply house so the contractor can pick it up to put it in your house. And it just goes crazy. And I know you were you're out. I know my brother and I, even in the 2006 or so, you know, we were 6, 7, 8 months out then.
Oh.
So today it's just crazy. It's and you know, whether there's the COVID going on or not, Arizona is going to have that pressure of growth. Every week there's another $1 billion-plus company moving to Arizona.
I know.
Great. It's awesome. It's awesome business-wise, but it's painful.
It is. So. I was talking to an architect just last night who does primarily multifamily.
Right.
And I poked him in the shoulder. I said, well, you're the one responsible for all this traffic congestion. But, you know, I heard some real horror stories over the past year and a half. But one of the ones that just kind of almost keeps me awake at night, and I had nothing to do with it, but just for the anxiety it must have caused the investors. Multifamily project going up. Hundreds of guys on the job, every trade, framers, electricians, insulators, drywallers, plumbers. One electrician was determined exposed. And he worked that day. It shut the entire project down for almost 3 weeks. Not a body. Not a nail driven, not a solder joint soldered, nothing for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's some of the decisions that folks made. You know, in Arizona, the construction science technology professions were considered essential. Not like other states. Many other states shut down everything.
Everything.
We were open. So, I mean, when you have some people that were sick or things, that was – it wasn't a requirement that it was shut. It was businesses making those kind of decisions as they felt that that's the way they needed to move forward. So you're right.
You referred back to that Wednesday. Your agency got the notice. I mean, I can remember we had kitchen cabinets that on jobs we were getting ready to start, and the homeowners just called and said, "Rosie, this is confusing, and we would like to just hold off." I said, "Okay, fine. We've got your stuff. We'll just put you in line for when you're comfortable, call us and we'll start." Mm-hmm. You know, Director, it was only about 2 weeks, and the ladies of the house started calling, saying, "It's really bothering me. You've got my brand new cabinets sitting in your warehouse with the manpower available to install them, and nothing's getting done." I said, "Well, we can accommodate." And it was 2 weeks of people just trying to catch their breath. And then it was right back to work.
Yep. So everything, you know, we're all good. We've got about 45,000 licensed contractors in the state of Arizona today. That's an increase of about somebody's going to find the exact number, and then I'm going to get blamed for being wrong. But since 2015, when I was appointed, that's about 10,000 additional. We were about 35,000 then, 10,000 additional companies. Not the total number of companies before the crash in 2008-09, which is about 52,000.
Okay, all right.
But there's a lot of companies have merged. There's some companies have merged. So it's hard to tell as far as what the base number of businesses, new businesses are. But, you know, Arizona's a hot topic place, and it's going to continue to be that, and people are going to need to – both contractors and their customers are going to need to understand demand versus supply. Not supply versus demand versus supply.
What are y'all doing? How have you seen the change of homeowner interaction with your agency through all of this? I mean, we had a kitchen remodel in McCormick Ranch, and – we'd waited 9 months for the appliances.
Right.
The woman of the house said, "Would you get my oven out of the dumpster, rinse it off, clean it off, put it back in my house, and let's get the kitchen done?"
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the kitchen was completely finished.
Right.
Except for appliances that were supposed to take 3 months.
Right.
That then took 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
That then took 10 months.
Right.
So we pulled an oven out of the dumpster, cleaned it up, and put her back to work.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's that's the thing. We talk to contractors and homeowners alike that they need to make sure that their agreements, contractual agreements, especially some contractors. There were some contractors in this that believed that just because somebody was sick or just because they couldn't get workforce or just because they couldn't get material meant that they didn't have to do anything. And that's just not the case. They have to, the labor shortage or the labor shortage or that somebody's sick doesn't give a contractor the right to abandon a job or not finish the job. And so that really complicates a lot of stuff. So.
It does. I mean, my attorney called me a couple months into this, and he said, Rosie, it's come to our attention that you are obligated by OSHA to provide your employees with a safe work environment. We're going to come up with a disclaimer. All of your homeowners are going to have to start signing it, that they haven't been exposed. They don't know that they've been exposed. They're not running a fever. They have no symptoms. So for my OSHA protection, I had to have the homeowner start signing documents that they weren't going to expose my employees or subcontractors.
There you go.
Man, it's a full circle.
One of the most interesting ones is a couple of our general contractors. You know, it was the distribution, you know, your down payment. A lot of times it was based on where you are in the project. Okay, the cabinets are done. Now it's time for the next payment, and we order the next thing. Well, a couple of our guys have quadrupled the down payment because they're ordering all the materials up front because they don't know when they're going to come. So instead of waiting until this period to order that product, we're ordering all the products right now. Your payment's got to come up front so we can – because we don't know if it's going to take 3 months,
right.
3 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and there's some disconnect there in the understanding in the construction world and their customers versus some other things. So you guys talk about a Ford dealership here a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
Before a consumer gets the keys for the truck has been paid for. The dealership has been paid completely, 100%. You're either you paid them cash or you've got a loan from somebody else that has paid the dealer. The same way when you get your keys for your brand new home, that home has been paid for 100%. And there's some concern with some people that a contractor doing a renovation should never get a down payment. It's a little unnerving for a small business. So